land of Israel.
The book That Changed Me was written and presented by Rabbi Laura Jana Klausner. The readers were Gerard McDermott, Simon Bubb and Adjoa Ando. Tomorrow's essay is by the veteran journalist Julian Pettifer.
Radio 3's Baroque Spring joins together with the very first Bristol Baroque Festival for a week of concerts from St George's. I'm Tom Service. Join me each weeknight at 7:30 for solo, chamber, orchestral and vocal music from the Baroque period. From the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, the Early Opera Company, harpsichordist Mahan Esfahani, the Harp Consort, and rounding off the week, a Good Friday St Mark Passion from the BBC Singers. BBC Radio 3's Baroque Spring from Bristol, all week, next week at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3 Now, Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Well, that's Donal Donnelly, who is the charismatic fiddle player for the band Tremolo. And those were a couple of reels by Alistair Fraser and Jim Sutherland. It's a set that Donal Donnelly calls his G minor buzz. Welcome to Late Junction. Here's the group Dit Dit Dorium, whose members have roots both in Sweden and England, hence their choice of repertoire. Here's a Swedish sailing song preceded by a classic English drinking song, Ye Mariners All.
Ye mariners all, as ye pass by, come in and drink if you are dry. Come spend me, lads, your money brisk, and pop your nose in a jug of this. Ye mariners all, if you half a crown, you're welcome all for to sit down. Come spend me, lads, your money brisk, and pop your nose in a jug of this. Ye tipplers all, as ye pass by, come in and drink if you are dry. Come and sit down, think not amiss, and pop your nose in a jug of this.
Farväl, älskad fader och brud.
Ifrån from Mendeland, a song in which a sailor returning from a time away at sea returns only to discover that his family have since passed away. Seems rather an upbeat song for such a sad tale, doesn't it? And that forming the title track to this album from the group Dit Dit Dorium. Just staying in Scandinavia for a few more minutes, here is a lyrical canzone by the Finnish composer Erkki Melatin, as played by the Ostrobothnian Chamber Orchestra. That's the group Boot, which in Swedish means remedy. I wonder if that group's still together. I do hope so. All three of them musicians who are very busy in all kinds of other groups and projects, but they managed to release this album, Vivla, in 1999. It's the fiddle player Ola Backstrom with Halbus Totomatsson playing the mandola and Björn Tollin on percussion. This is Lake Junction, and this is music by the 12th century Occitan troubadour Peyrol Delvenia, who wrote numerous love songs, including this one: "For the sickness that love brings me, I will never cease to sing and be joyful."
Danke d'amor mi venia nun li sarai che gioie c'hanno mantenia tan cant vorrai che sim svilen talens mai nun sanchem de venia car si l'ommon cor ma traiven camar nun degna Egina bonnen tresenia del yes nuna Che già merce strumentenia de mal che utra Però si la prerarai che remi il suvenia Che samo nulla ma trai me ce l'am destrenia Buona donna siu plazia forma mi stat Cas miraviglia seria si mama vats Ma sa ora caun un plazi gioimen venia Conus che mut magiat gras unestemneria La notte mil tribalte lia num lei sen paz. Si mangus al cortesia e la beutat. Las che farai mal che fa per desir monzia, ulom prendria pietas che prim fram camzia. Tanta nellis fem coraggio tenal nun pes. Tang ses talang vula jemiels na metres. Persam de gravenis vese dam naji, garde sen amur sa gei di pior zaji. Chansun vai tendret viaji la ioniees. El mundo no hay más mensaje que el tramises. Y pues de tus mesios me sesió el cielo nordaje, pero arriba está el chest, va mi cuor salvaje. Adonat casque merce vol mentre il coraggi Calie di arco spezzi spes Lumie grandam paraggi
La Camera delle Lacrime with Per Danke Amor by Peyrol Delvenia. More of his music later on. Last night I played you a track from Matt Moss's new album. They're an electronic music duo, Martin Schmidt and Drew Daniel. But they also recognise the great strength that's to be had from collaborating with other musicians, and this new album pays testament to that. They've called it The Marriage of True Minds, and there are at least 11 people in the track that you're going to hear tonight, called In Search of a Lost Faculty, which builds quite dramatically. But just before that, this is another love song of sorts. It's from Tanzania. It's one of David Fanshawe's recordings, which he made in 1975. and involves players of the traditional marimba chanting the names of their girlfriends while performing a carefree dance.
White triangle. I see an equilateral triangle. Bell, a clear crystal bell.
Growing area of darkness engulfing this small lit triangle.
I heard like a faint chiming sound.
Triangular shape. I don't know if that's musical, but I guess a triangle is a musical instrument, so a triangle.
track called In Search of a Lost Faculty from The Marriage of True Minds by Matt Moss, and that's out now on Thrill Jockey Records. I'm Verity Sharp, and you're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. Piping of John McSherry and Francis McDuff, two members of the group At First Light, and two tunes with great names, The Pipers of Roguery, followed by The Hag at the Spinning Wheel. If you'd like details, you'll find them on the playlist. Just go to the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, or of course you can drop us a line, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And from The Hag at the Spinning Wheel to a French song here telling the tale of a young girl who's possessed by demons. At 15 years old, all she wanted to do was dance. She ignored her sick mother, and then having left the house one day, she encounters the devil dressed as a fine gentleman. He takes her hand, but rather than whisk her off to the dance, he carries her away to hell.
Mm-hmm.
C'était une fille de 15 ans, n'a pas reçu les sacrements. Elle n'aimait que les jeux, les danses, n'aimait que les divertissances. Elle n'aimait en vérité, n'aimait rien que la vanité. Sa mère est bien malade au lit, bien doucement son père lui dit: ma fille, si tu voulais m'en croire, tu n'abandonnerais pas ta mère. Non, tu ne l'abandonnerais pas, tu la veillerais jusqu'au trépas. Cette fille possédée du démon prend ses plus beaux habillements, prend ses coiffures, ses dentelles, s'habille en jolie demoiselle. Tout en sortant de la maison, elle fait rencontre du démon. Comme un galant s'est présenté: je viens à toi, chère maîtresse, reconnaissant ta gentillesse. Je viens, c'est pour t'offrir mes voeux, car de toi je suis amoureux. En écoutant ce ton si doux, monsieur, je m'abandonne à vous. Il l'a prise par sa main blanche, croyant qu'il la menait aux danses, mais il l'enleva dans les airs pour l'entraîner dans les enfers.
That's Tapani Rinna playing his clarinet in an Indian temple, and a piece by him called Song for My Aunt, following on from the voice of Evelyn Girardon with the clarinetist Frédéric Paris, and that was the traditional song from the Auvergne called The Girl Possessed by the Devil. And from a volume of Cantiones Sacrae by Peter Phillips, published in 1613, this is the extraordinary motet Ecce Panis Angelorum. Ecce Panis Angelorum from the Cantiones Sacrae of 1613 by Peter Phillips. And that's music that's been little heard until now. There's a new recording of 16 of his motets, which has been put together by the Choir of Royal Holloway with the English Cornet and Sackbut Ensemble, who you heard there. And you'll find their new release on Hyperion. Some of the harmonies in that are sounding as contemporary as this, to my ears anyway. This is by Andy Garby. The piece Concord from Benjamin Britten's opera Gloriana, as arranged for cello by Matthew Barley. And he's currently touring a programme of Britten's music. There's one more chance to see him this week at St John's Hall in Penzance. And then he's going to take a break before doing another whole raft of concerts in May, starting at Southminster on May the 8th. Have a look at his website for details.
Got a mother in Beulah land, outside the sun. I've got a mother in Beulah land, outside the sun. I've got a mother in Beulah land, outside the sun. Way beyond. Come on with me to Beulah land, outside the sun. Come on with me to Beulah land, outside the sun. Oh, come on with me to Beulah land, outside the sun. Thank you.
That's the group Yonder from Stockholm and the song Beulah Land. If you'd like to see tonight's playlist, do have a look at the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And don't forget, of course, you can listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. This is a musical evocation of the Oort cloud, a cloud of icy debris thought to be at the edge of our solar system, about a light year away from the sun. It's a piece by Efren Lopez playing lute here alongside Stelios Petrakis and Bijan Shemirani.
Thank you.
Stelios Petrakis, Efren Lopez, Bijan Shermerani, and a piece there called The Oort Cloud. You'll find that on the album Mavra Foodia. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp. Here's another song from Peyrol d'Auvergne, the medieval troubadour who was a victim of unrequited love himself. So it's no wonder that his love songs became bleaker as his life went on. This one says, "Love is killing me, so strong as its hold on me, pain and torment afflict me greatly. I have lost all pleasure and gaiety."
Ricchezza, can l'inchisi perché fui fullares. Et ag ben trec cun adusa franchesa, mi mostrava che la settem pres. Gemmi suonava emplisia, can nevanava ni veni. Ramagi turna e nun cale, capena sul nes mi denia vese. Già nun creirai che eu nun lages conchisa, se eu valges tanchi amarmi deges. Ben suirum fuol car eu lam si bel in pesa partirai me ai donna nun vos cces ad unare vos pregaria che nus vos greus inus plasia che nuias res nun podel cor move lu desirie che tannaiem pure la la gran beutà di lini la dreitesa non est nus anche tro lausa pues e mi che val si es pruni curtesa che umor per li e un sempre merces ben sui fulchi eu già trubari altra donna che ma Maria arra seui eu che li repruvier dit ver tut stens volom so che nun puot aver d'amor mi plemas de nostra marchesa sui muti rat calans tu liames per li es gioi mantegus e pruesa che la milier donna cam om salves mi autra nun tricel mundi che tan s'acciadil cortesia capenas quosus prezel nun cavi ca tut surns creisel nust leis a case luver set fals cila prendia ent peirols volche saputia Endianes un prez nun quo caser quel marches ali fai ben mantener.
Thank you.
Well, there's more music inspired by clouds, this time a little closer to planet Earth. The track Alto Stratus by Biosphere, following on from the music of the 12th century Occitan troubadour Peyrol d'Auvergne, as performed by La Camera della Lacrime. Just a couple more for you tonight, starting with this from Brian Eno.
My body, so thin, so tired, beaten 4 years. Plowshare, two, bomb, so hard. Bone. Dusty, so dry. Buildings pushed over. Lives heaped together. Young girls dreaming of beautiful deaths. Star pictures above their beds. Above their heads. Troops.
That's Bone Bomb by Brian Eno. And that's all for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening. Do tune in tomorrow to hear the latest Late Junction session, which is a collaboration between the viol player Liam Byrne and the sound artist Martin Parker. Liam recorded a few of his Baroque favourites for us, and Martin took those recordings out onto the streets to have the music mingle with the sound of the real world. Sound intriguing? Tune in tomorrow to find out more, and I'll just leave you now with this well-loved classic by Eric Satie. Till tomorrow, good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Most of this opening couple of hours given over to one of the 2011 BBC proms in the Royal Albert Hall, an all-French programme from the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra under their conductor Donald Runicles. Cellist Lynn Harrell joins them in 10 minutes or so for the cello concerto by Henri Dutilleux. After it, two very contrasted Ravel pieces, Bolero and the ballet Daphnis and Chloe. All of it, by the way, with the Edinburgh Festival chorus on hand to add colour, drama and atmosphere to Ravel's diaphanous orchestral score. First, though, Debussy and the dreams of a faun on a hot summer's afternoon. Prelude à l'après-midi d'un faune.